Good afternoon, everybody. It is an honour for me to be here to represent SACU today at this most auspicious occasion, and thank you for this opportunity. The Memorial Hall of the Victims of the Nanjing Massacre here in Nanjing is absolutely world-class in its depiction of that infamous atrocity of mid-December 1937 to early 1938. The exhibitions are of superb quality, very graphic, so fully informative and thought-provoking, harrowing, yet to my mind, there is no hint of any promotion of hate, which is truly admirable. Hate is so negative, a great waste of human emotion and energy. We must all learn from what has happened in the past. The past is not to be forgotten. History lives with us. My uncle George Hogg arrived in Shanghai in late February 1938, where he witnessed the desolation and destruction of the recent Japanese onslaught, giving him an initial shocking impression of the war situation in China. He was a pacifist. It affected him deeply. He saw the spirit of the people, their determination, which gave him hope for the new China that surely would finally come. Prior to his arrival in China, George had spent some weeks in Japan meeting Christian and pacifist groups there. At that time, January 1938, the ordinary Japanese people were beginning to realize that the propaganda there being fed to them by their own militaristic fascist government, telling that Japan was saving the Chinese people, was not altogether true. They were seeing their own soldiers returning home in vast numbers, hideously wounded or indeed dead. There were lorry loads of coffins. It seemed that the Chinese army was fighting back courageously, and indeed their efforts were having a devastating effect on the Japanese war machine. The Japanese people were beginning to see newspaper front page articles telling of the killing contests amongst their soldiers in Nanjing particularly. George's pacifist friends begged him to go to China as planned, but to stay, investigate the true situation, and then return to tell them what was really going on there. I found no record of him actually visiting Nanjing, however, but he soon made his way to the new capital, Hankou, where he found a job as a journalist, which would provide him with the press credentials allowing him to travel and investigate. In Hankou, among his fellow journalists, he met Archibald Steele, who later became famous worldwide for his coverage of the Nanjing massacre. Most of the foreign journalists in Nanjing had understandably fled along with diplomats and other foreigners as the Japanese army advanced on the city. But Arch Steele and four other American correspondents heroically stayed there, at least for a while. George learnt much from Arch Steele. But George's journalistic style was quite different from the majority of his colleagues. Rather than covering the battlefronts, strategic movements and political upheavals, George wrote about the plight of the ordinary Chinese people, telling the more humanistic grassroots stories of their suffering, their coping, and their determination to resist and somehow survive. As the Japanese advanced on Hong Kong, they expelled many foreign journalists, including George, telling them never to return. And so at the end of December 1938, George returned to Japan to tell his friends what was really going on in China. However, once George had made his report to his pacifist friends, he secretly returned to China through Korea and Manchuria to Beijing, intending to join up with the Chinese industrial cooperatives. His passport made no mention of his being a journalist, a fact which made the journey possible, though hazardous. But that's a whole different story, full of adventure and massive achievement. This year is the anniversary of many important events. 80 years since the end of the global war against fascism. 80 years since the signing of the United Nations Charter. And 80 years since the untimely death of my uncle George Hogg in Shandan, Gansu. He was only 30. So it's also 110 years since his birth in Harpenden, England, and the 60th anniversary of the foundation of SACL, the Society for Anglo-Chinese Understanding. My book, Blades of Grass, The Story of George Aylwin Hogg, has been translated into Mandarin Chinese. This translation was launched at the London International Book Fair in March this year as the first event commemorating my uncle's short but very meaningful life. Since then, while attending various symposiums in Shaanxi, Gansu and Beijing, more recently in George's childhood hometown, Harpenden, and when given so far three extensive lectures about George, two of which were online, more to follow, I'm sure, reference to Nanjing always comes up. Soon after my return to the UK following this event, there's to be another symposium, this time in Liverpool, and another one in London at the end of September. On each occasion where I speak of my uncle's story, the Nanjing Massacre is mentioned, which is my modest way of helping in your mission to inform, that we may learn and never forget. The sense of history in Europe and the West generally seems to omit what was going on in China in the 1930s. The rise of fascism in Spain, Italy and Germany filled the headlines. Asia was so very far away. There was so much of great concern happening much closer to home. It is not generally realized in the West that the worldwide war against fascism that later became known as the Second World War, in fact, started with the Japanese invasion of Manchuria in September 1931 at Mukden. 8 years before Germany's invasion of Poland in September 1939. And in the aftermath of World War II, the Nuremberg trials in Europe rather overshadowed the news coverage of the war crime trials being held in Japan. So public awareness in Europe of China in the 30s and 40s sparse, to say the least, despite the information having been there. It's high time that a greater understanding of China's history and its people is promoted, particularly to young people. And that is the main aim of the Society for Anglo-Chinese Understanding. Without mutual understanding, there cannot be meaningful dialogue for world peace. SACU, the Society for Anglo-Chinese Understanding, is a totally voluntary organization dedicated to building understanding between our peoples.